Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 31st. Tesla is rumored to debut its new Model 3 design refresh on Thursday, according to Bloomberg. However, at Electrek, we take it with a grain of salt. As we reported yesterday, Elon Musk is visiting China this week, and it sparked rumors about the launch of Full Self-Driving Beta and also the new Model 3. But now Bloomberg is adding to the speculation, claiming that it has a source that says that Tesla will show an early glimpse of the new Model 3. The publication claims that Tesla has a prototype of the new Model 3 coming off the assembly line. Now, this doesn't hold up to precedent, as Tesla most often doesn't even acknowledge that an update is coming to a vehicle until it's ready, for fear that it will negatively affect current sales. At the same time, the Model 3 update is fairly mild, and some people actually prefer the existing model, which has steering wheel stocks. Tesla is starting to ship its electric cars with a 50% state of charge for safety reasons. It's giving buyers 150 free supercharging kilometers, all of this to compensate them for the loss. When you take delivery of a new electric car, Tesla included, it's preferred that you get it fully charged so you can enjoy it right away. And now Tesla has started to inform some buyers that it might deliver cars with a state of charge below 50%. They write, quote, "Due to a new industry policy, your vehicle must be shipped with a max 50% charge, meaning that your vehicle charge may be lower than our usual standard at your delivery appointment." Now, the exact policy that is noted is not exactly clear. Many shipping companies actually require that electric cars be shipped between 20 and 50% state of charge to be allowed on the ship. This very well could be what Tesla is referring to, but again, we don't have an actual strict policy on that one. Tesla is going to supply its Megapack for a massive new $500 million energy storage project in Arizona in partnership with Strata Clean Energy. Strata announced that it signed a 20-year tolling agreement with Arizona Public Service for a massive new 1-gigawatt-hour battery storage project near Phoenix, Arizona. The project would represent a quarter of Tesla's record energy deployment, which was achieved in the first quarter of 2023. Tesla deployed 3.9 gigawatt-hours of storage energy in the single quarter, representing a 360% year-over-year increase. Now, over the last year, Tesla energy storage deployment appears to be hitting a hockey stick curve, increasing thanks to its new megafactory in California, which Tesla is ramping up to a capacity to produce 40 gigawatt-hours worth of megapacks every year. Another facility was announced for Shanghai, which, when it's fully online, will double Tesla's capacity. Genesis revealed that its GV60 electric SUV is now available with biometric technology to allow owners to access and start the car with their face. The new technology is part of Genesis' new advanced keyless entry system that also features fingerprint authentication. Using advanced facial recognition hardware and software, drivers can access and start their GV60 without any key fob or even a smartphone. Genesis is calling it Face Connect, and it will also automatically load the user's profile with driver's seat, steering wheel, heads-up display positioning, and so on. Genesis is vowing to end internal combustion engine vehicle production from 2025 as it works to establish itself as a 100% EV brand by 2030. Toyota's largest plant is going electric. The company revealed that they would assemble their new 3-row electric SUV at their Georgetown, Kentucky facility starting in 2025. The new SUV will be Toyota's first U.S.-assembled EV. Toyota says that the batteries for its 3-row electric SUV will come from the company's new factory in North Carolina. Today's announcement reveals the plant will receive an additional $2.1 billion investment, bringing the total to nearly $6 billion. Although Toyota didn't reveal any new details of the new SUV, we do know that it's going to be 3 rows as part of a 10-new electric car plan for an electric launch globally. Toyota aims to sell 1.5 million EVs globally with the new models by 2026, and they're hoping to make up for lost time. After starting production in March, Faraday Future has finally launched the FF91 EV with an eye-watering first edition price and deliveries starting today. The FF91 was originally unveiled way back in 2017, but as you have no doubt deduced, there were some roadblocks that got in the way. The company is commencing deliveries, and the features and press announcement has more buzzwords than a Taco Bell advertisement. The vehicle has what they call spa mode with zero-G seats. Faraday now calls its car the standard of ultimate AI tech luxury, aiming for the ultra-spire market, which as far as we can tell is their own term for luxury car customers. They're also touting a 10G in-vehicle network, which if Faraday Future is talking about Comcast's Xfinity 10G network, then that's a marketing term that actually is a network that's technically slower than 5G, but whatever. All of the above will set you back a cool $309,000 for the limited edition FF91 2.0 Futurist Alliance. Or you can pay $249,000 for the FF91 2.0 Futurist, which is actually coming a little bit later. As of now, we have no word on the base price of the standard 2.0 edition. In honor of National Autonomous Vehicle Day in the U.S., Jeep has shared some footage of its Grand Cherokee 4xe testing artificial intelligence and autonomous off-road technology, and they're doing so in Moab. Yeah, I didn't know that there was a National Autonomous Vehicle Day either. I did know that it's also the birthday for the state of Utah, so props for Jeep for correlating that. Unfortunately, I couldn't find a National Netherlands-based Italian-American-French Auto Conglomerate Day, because that would have really sealed the deal for Jeep and their parent company, Stellantis. Jeep shared plans to showcase a full video of the future generation of its autonomous off-road driving tech later this summer, but in the meantime, we got just a little bit of a glimpse featuring the head of AI and autonomous driving from Stellantis. In today's community comment found on YouTube, David Odell says, Jai Gayu War. Well, David, I'm not familiar with the War of Jai Gayu. I have a fair breadth of knowledge on historical events and a much deeper knowledge of Chinese wars and conflict in particular, but that war escapes me, Jai Gayu. Hey, let me tell you a little something. I picked up a little bit of light reading for the summer. It's called The Water Margin. Although it's a departure from my normal taste of history, the lore and influence, I'm told, are quite monumental, and I'll let you know how it fares when I finally finish it, if all goes according to plan, this autumn. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.